This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
7:47. Buy now, pay later. It's become the go-to payment solution for so many South Africans. The concept is really simple. You can purchase goods or services and pay for them in installments over a set period, usually with little or no interest. So that means customers can spread the cost of their purchases, making it more affordable and more accessible. I think that is the best way of explaining it, and that's the good stuff. But there's also a negative side to that in terms of regulations. Speaking with me this morning, the CEO of Microfinance South Africa, it's Leonie van Pletzen. Leonie, good morning. Thanks for joining me. Hi, Leonie, are you there?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome, Leonie. We've got a little bit of a bad line on that side. Let's see how we go.
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Ah, there we go. That's much better. Thank you. You sounded like you were underwater. You've broken through the surface that you're with me this morning. Leonie, welcome.
Fine.
Yes. Yeah, good to have you with me.
Thank you so much.
Let's get into this. Buy now, pay later. I mean, it seems simple. It seems quite useful. If I can break up a payment into a few, a cost of something into three payments, and I might not have to pay interest, that actually sounds like a really nice way to make something affordable, is it?
Yes, so I think the buy now, pay later product concept is not a bad one. The concern that industry has is the fact that a proper affordability is not being done by all of these providers, and then also the data is not being uploaded on the credit bureau. Now, last night I had an interview and somebody said, yes, but how is this affecting the consumer? So the problem is when the consumer then goes to another credit provider, that credit provider is blind to the debt that he already has, and they would then overextend that consumer because they can't see the necessary information.
So how come there's no link there? Because from my own experiences, many years ago when I was still a student, I worked for a short while in the credit office doing hire purchase deals, and the information is all there, and you know exactly how far somebody has extended themselves into debt, and you can quite easily say, no, this isn't a good idea. How are they going on and doing what they're doing being unregulated?
So this product actually falls outside of the ambit of the National Credit Act, and they are, you know, playing in a grey area. So I think it's a very innovative product, and there definitely is, you know, a way that it can be used sustainable. But I think what we require is definite regulation on this to make sure that the consumer is protected and that the consumer can afford this product. Because we are seeing consumers stacking these products on a weekly basis, buying it for alcohol and for, you know, any consumption purposes, which is not sustainable. And I don't think that is the reason why the product was developed. So we don't want to curb innovation. We really like innovation. But I think the necessary regulation to make sure that the consumer is protected is very it must happen.
Yeah, Leonie, I get a feeling, though, whenever we have conversations around debt and here we are, buy now, pay later, and the situation South Africans are finding themselves in, there seems to be this lack of education of what debt truly means, what interest truly means, and what people will actually face, because it ain't free money.
No, definitely. I don't think consumers are educated enough about any credit at all. So I think the buy now, pay later product is an easy, accessible product. Over the weekend, I actually accessed it and I made a huge purchase. And, you know, it was very easy to get the product and nothing is on my credit bureau. And then the consumer, you know, they don't realize the implications thereof. So buy now, pay later, it's not free. If you default on it, there is high charges. And in fact, the person that they are in contract with, say, for instance, it's a Takealot, they actually get a percentage like a commission. So in fact, the price would always be increased for the consumer to pay for it.
Yeah. And what's interesting here is if I'm buying something from you, I'm not really borrowing the money from you, am I? Because I'm borrowing the money from the financial service provider who's paying you the full amount. My responsibility to pay is not with you, it's with the credit provider, right?
Definitely. And that is also what the consumers sometimes don't understand. So it's not, for instance, with a game or with a Mac. It is with the other BNPL credit provider. So the unfortunate reality is consumers are finding themselves over-indebted. We really think there is a place for this product. We are calling for collaboration between all of the BNPL, companies to say, let's work together and let's make sure the consumer is protected.
You're part of, or you're the CEO of Microfinance South Africa. Are you looking then to say, let's get involved, let's become part of an association, let's see what the other one is doing? Because at the end of the day, people also want to have credit scores. We spoke to somebody about this last week. We want to have credit scores that can actually help us to move forward financially. And those credit scores will not be accurate or won't even be updated if you're involved in the buy now, pay later, right?
100%. So I think this can go both ways. If the consumer doesn't pay, it must negatively influence their credit score so that other credit providers can see it. But also, if the consumer repays on the BNPL products, this must also positively influence their credit score. So the other thing is if they are seeing this credit data, there is a rule of reciprocity because credit providers see and they give data. So we also feel that buy now, pay later players should see data and they should give data. So as long as the data is being uploaded, there is affordability regulations. The MFSA is looking into what we can do for these players to make sure that they have a seat at the table when we are talking about regulatory changes.
Yeah, that was going to be my question to you, Leonie. Who checks these guys? I mean, these companies are popping up right, left, and center because, you know, this is all about, as you say, you're not against this digital innovation, but who's checking them? If they're just arriving on the scene, they've got money, they're prepared to get involved with the dealerships, who's checking them?
So that's the unfortunate reality, no one. So nobody is at this stage, regulating them or, protecting the consumer or making sure that they are acting, fair and responsible. And that is the concern that we have because our members regulate, and what we are seeing now is that the consumers are over-indebted. We are getting complaints from, some of the regulators to say, why did you offer this guy credit? But we couldn't see the information on his credit bureau check. So, unfortunately, we feel that the necessary protections are not there and it should be regulated. But I must tell you, the engagements we've had with Payflex on Monday, it was very positive, and they definitely have a consumer protection element in their products.
Yeah, that's excellent. Just before we greet each other, Leonie, a message for industry stakeholders and also the consumers that are listening this morning that want to play in this field that is unregulated currently, but good to see the likes of Payflex are also coming to the party. Do you have a message for them?
Yes, for the consumers, guys, please be educated. Make sure that you can afford credit. Don't just nilly-willy go and buy things online or in stores that you can't afford. I think, credit is important to grow your lives, but make sure that it is affordable. For the players in the market, I want to say let's work together. Let's regulate the space. Let's not over-regulate this, but make sure that the consumer is protected.
Yeah, just because somebody wants to give you credit doesn't you have to use it or accept it. It's time for us to start making better choices. Our futures and our families,
Definitely.
yeah, depend on it. Do you put pressure, just as we close, Leonie, who puts pressure on these players now to come and join some regulatory body? Who takes this job on?
So at this stage, I've taken on the job to go and see all of these guys. I think I'm seeing the three major players in this week, and they've all agreed to have conversations. So from the association side, we are seeing that a lot of our consumers are being influenced, and that is the lower class and the middle class. And that is why we feel our biggest stakeholder is the consumer, because if you have a healthy consumer, then you can extend them credit and you can extend them development finance as well. So this is also something new for the industry and the association, but we are crafting something together to make sure that we can get these guys regulated and that there is the necessary actions and guidelines in place.
Yeah, funny. As you're speaking about these things, you feel a sense of calm actually come over you, saying, well, I'm glad somebody's got this for the benefit of all South Africans because we need as much help as we can get to start making some better decisions and better choices around credit. That's the voice of Leonie van Pletten, CEO of Microfinance South Africa. Appreciate your time and your expertise. Thanks for all the hard work you're doing in the background. It's certainly for the betterment of all of us. Thanks, Leonie.
Thank you so much.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.